Well, hello, Crystal.
Hello, Victoria.
It has been a long time since we recorded a podcast.
It has.
So we're back.
We're back.
Rolling with the punches.
Like our new saying goes, you can't make this stuff up.
You can't make this stuff up. Literally, every single time we see each other,
it's like
we have to say that at least once.
Yeah.
Because honestly, look at your life the past 24 hours. You will have one thing that you can say.
Like, whoa.
Can't make this stuff up.
Yes. Yes. I think in light of that, this topic is like so important that we nail the lie down. Because I think this lie affects more people than not.
I agree.
That prevents to have a deeper relationship with Jesus. And it's like our way to communicate with our Lord and Savior. Prayer. So,
yep.
The author of the lie that wrote this in, that believes this, that's kind of funny, the person that said this, right, was like, hey, I don't pray because I'm not good at it. I'm not good at praying.
Yeah.
They didn't mean it in the way of like, I have a hard time making time for it. They meant it in a way like, I don't know what to say. Like,
I don't have the words.
Yeah, I don't have the words. I don't know how to pray. And I feel like I can relate to that because I think that it was weird for me, too, for a lot of my life, praying. Like, what am I doing here? Like,
yeah.
Am I talking to myself? Like, who am I praying to? Because, like, the heavens don't open and a voice doesn't audibly come back to me that says, Crystal, welcome. You know what I mean? So, like, I get it. I understand that it could feel like, why would I pray? Because I don't even do it right. I mean, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, and I think the reason why it's so appropriate based on how we just opened up is because the world is so loud and there is so much that at the end of the day, you're like, you can't make this stuff up. That we all have a helper in the Holy Spirit as believers of Christ that we get to talk about these things with.
Yep.
We get to process these things with. You know, you and I were just talking about a situation today and I'm talking it through like, it didn't have to be that way, you know, but because, you know, we talk too much, right? Like, and to the wrong people sometimes and with the wrong intentions, life gets messy, right? And so prayer, talking with God first and processing with God first is just a really good way to walk with the Lord.
That's good. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think I can relate with you on the feeling like you didn't know how to pray for most of your life. I remember as a teenager hating being at youth group and being called on to pray. Like when people would ask, like, oh, we're going to go around and like pray or whatever. Yeah. I don't know why, but I felt like I think I cared a lot about what the people in the circle thought about how I was praying, or that almost like praying was weird or like odd and just wasn't, I don't know, quote unquote cool to do, I guess, or something. I don't really know what I thought with that, but I can tell you that in the recent years of like college and even like more later years of college, I started to grow more comfortable praying, but it was because I was surrounded by people who showed me what that looked like, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so like community helped you better understand.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's
our
good.
Church, like Grace Church, in church made it, like showed me that prayer was a gift from God, that was something that we could use as a tool rather than something that was just we had to do and it was almost weird. You know what I mean? So it was almost like just portrayed in a different way to show me that it was awesome. It was really awesome that we got to talk to God. And so, yes, I'm in the same boat. It was actually more in the recent years that, and obviously sometimes it still does feel uncomfortable. But I've grown more comfortable with it because of the people I've been around and the example I've been shown.
That's really good.
Yeah.
This song thing with me, you know, I get songs in my head.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah, you know.
Really?
Yeah,
we're surprised by that.
I know, right? So a song is in my head. It's like my new favorite right now.
Fill my cup up.
No, it's not that. I heard that today. It came on the radio.
Wait, can I tell you a really quick story?
Yeah.
The other day, I was getting dressed. I started singing that song.
Did you miss me?
Because of you. I was like, oh my God.
Doesn't it just make you like joyful? Like, run it over. Okay. So another one.
I can
one,
hear your voice in my head. I always one. Sing it like you do.
Out of key and just totally wrong. And, oh my gosh.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Do you know that song?
I don't know that song.
Oh my gosh.
But that is the Lord's Prayer, right?
It is the Lord's Prayer. And
did you just make that song up?
No, it's a real song. Doggone it. It's a real song. And it's based, it's Matt Maher. That's an artist, right?
I don't know who he is, so sure.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm looking it up when you start to give your verses. But it's Matthew, it's based on Matthew 6, 9 through 13, and it says, pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Mm. So I grew up sometimes going to a very traditional church when I went. And this was like a thing you did. And you recited it every
together,
day, right?
Yeah.
Like you would say this prayer. And I didn't understand until the recent years, if I'm being completely honest here, I didn't understand, like, how was that effective? Like, everybody's saying the same thing together to God. And so I studied this a little bit, and I looked into this Lord's Prayer. And what I realized is that it is so personal. Because when you go to Him with this prayer, you're recognizing your position and posture to Him.
Mm.
Like, our Father above all, who's in heaven.
Yeah.
Like, this great power, all-knowing Father. Yeah. So I'm going to come to Him in prayer with that posture, right? Mm-hmm. Acknowledging His greatness, but also, and recognizing His name, right? But also knowing that He died and promised He would be back again. And so we live in this in-between, right? This kingdom to come. And so I'm going to recognize the fact that He said He will be back. And I'm also going to ask for Him to give me what I need for that day.
Mm.
And that's what He'd want us to do, knowing He will provide for our needs. So I'm thanking Him for what He's going to do and what He will do. Mm. So I'm recognizing His greatness. I'm giving Him thanksgiving for what He's done, and also asking Him to show me my heart and forgive where I'm even just, again, back to you and I having this conversation about this conversation earlier today, like, my feelings are hurt, right? So I can't stay there. I can see that emotion. I can, you know, make some assessments, you know, have some necessary conversations. But to go to my Father in prayer, I have to forgive, right? And just, like I just basically told you, like, it is what it is, you know? And so I have to adjust accordingly. Like, I'm responsible for my own heart, and I need to give that to the Lord. And then, Lord, please protect me and not lead me, you know, lead me away from temptation.
Yes.
You know, and keep evil away. Keep Satan away. Back up.
Yeah.
Like, stay away. So it's a guide. This prayer is a guide of, like, if I feel like I can't pray or I don't know where to start, Matthew 6, 9 through 13 is fantastic.
Yeah.
Acknowledge your Father in heaven. Give Him thanksgiving for what He's done. And give Him your heart. Tell Him to show you your heart and confess what you need to confess. And it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
It's a conversation with your Father.
That is an outline.
It's an outline.
It's an outline for a prayer, yeah. And also, I love that because I was going to mention this, but I think that prayer, like, sums this up. Prayer isn't for God. He already knows everything in our lives. He knows what's going on.
Yeah.
But it's for us to see His faithfulness in our lives. Mm-hmm. It's for us to see the ways that He shows up. And, like, whether He answers our prayers how we want Him to or not, it shows us that He is working. We see Him show up. And it shows us His faithfulness in those areas that you just said as the outline. And is it Matthew 5?
Yeah.
In Matthew 5. I just think whenever you see prayer like that of more
Matthew
of faith.
Matthew 6:9.
Matthew 6. Somewhere in Matthew.
Yeah.
But when you see prayer as more of like a faith building act,
yeah.
It builds your faith. It builds your trust in God. When you see it more as that rather than asking God for things or telling him stuff that's happening in your life because you feel silly because you know he already knows all that.
Yep.
Or he's already going to provide something or whatever else. It's more an act for you to build faith in him and his ability to provide for you.
Mm.
Whether that be fleeing from temptation, things in your life that you need, provide us the bread that we need today, like mm-hmm. he says, whatever that is, but his ability to provide that for you. My dad always explains it to me as like, whenever things, he doesn't say it with prayer, but I think you can apply it to. He's like, whenever God shows up in different ways in your life, you have to take mental note of that or write it down, because every single time that's building a little bit more faith in God. And then whenever big things happen, you can remember all the other things he's provided in, because, and then have faith that he's going to do it again. So all those things are faith building acts. And then this is just one of them. You pray, he provides those things. Each time it grows and grows and grows.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Yeah, it builds your relationship. It's like if you and I wanted to have a friendship, but we didn't talk to one another. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So to say I don't know how to pray might be a true statement. Like, you might really feel like you don't know how to pray because you might not know how to communicate with the Lord.
Mm.
But I think the lie of that is like, you know, so I'm not going to do it at all because I don't know, right?
Yeah.
When we are given some clear scripture and places you can start mm-hmm. if you're not knowing where to start. And you basically then just start to, expand your faith in such a way that each time you go to him and each time you recognize what he's done and each time you ask for forgiveness for where you fall short and each time you go to be with him,
mm.
you grow a little closer, right? And then the next time it's a little bit longer. And then the next day it's a little more often.
Yeah.
And it becomes like this relational thing, just like our friendship has.
Yeah.
It started with like, hey, you want to go for a walk? And, you know, okay, let's go for a walk maybe in a week. To then like we start talking in between. To then we start talking every day. To then where, oh my goodness, like I haven't seen my friend Victoria in a week. Like, I miss her. Like, I got to catch up. So then, you know, the first hour of our time here is just catching up about life because we want to know one another and we, mm-hmm. and that means we communicate with one another. So when the desire of prayer is to communicate with our Father, it's not like something we check off our list of the day. It's a relational thing that happens.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. And I think that advice your dad gave you is good because it's a faith building
exercise. It's entering into, I mean, you have the relationship with God, but it's entering into a conversation with him.
Yeah.
I love that. That's so cool.
There's another verse when we talk about prayer that I think is so important, and it's in James 4:2-3. There's a lot of people that say, like, you know, I believe in God, but I don't know, I've not really seen him move. I don't know how to talk to God. I can't hear from God. And this verse tells us, you do not have because you do not ask God.
Mm.
And I think that that's so important. That's some important wisdom. I'm just giving a disclaimer right now. I am not giving this verse justice because it is like a very big teachable moment. But the reason why I'm bringing it up is because the Lord wants us to ask of him.
Mm.
He wants us to praise him, to give him thanksgiving, to ask him to show us our heart, and he wants us to ask him because he's a loving father who wants to provide his will. So the lie that you can't pray, that's not true, because we all have desires in our hearts and we have thoughts that he already knows. He just wants us to tell him.
Exactly.
He wants us to bring him to him.
Yeah. I have a verse in Psalms 34. It's 4-7. It says, I cried out to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. And I love that verse about prayer because it says, I cried out to the Lord. And then later on it says, in my desperation, I prayed. Mm. It's not like a formal sit down and shake hands and be like, yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
How are you? Or my name is Victoria McAllister. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's I cried out and in my desperation, I prayed. Mm. It's talking to him about the things that are happening in your life in a very informal, just relational way. Yeah. And then it goes on to say so many qualities, like characteristics about God and different promises that he makes such, which I think is really cool. But one of which is that he listens to us. And I think that's really cool. But a practical way that somebody told me one time to be able to pray more or feel comfortable praying, I guess I should say, is to have a safe there. I guess there's two parts to this. One, to have a safe place or a comforting place that you feel comfortable in, to be able to make that like your prayer, your intentional prayer spot. So for me, it's normally in my car because I'm normally driving alone. So I'm able to just talk to God as I'm praying or as I'm driving. So that's like my safe spot. But there's a second part to this. They said to imagine Jesus like next to you while you're in that spot. Literally picture him next to you, and it helps you talk to him instead of having like a formal sit down. It's a more of a conversation with a friend. And I have an example of this. Now, funny enough, it's not in my car. I was actually taking a walk one time, but I was taking a walk. I was kind of having a hard time with like praying. I was like, I need to try that out. So I did. I literally pictured Jesus right next to me walking with me. Like I was taking a walk with Jesus and I was just talking to the person, him next to me as we're walking. And I'm sure if somebody drove by and saw me, I looked like a crazy person because I was literally talking to somebody right next to me as I'm walking. But it was so cool because in my mind, I can still see him right there as we were walking. And that was probably one of the coolest times I've ever had a conversation with God, just because it was so real. I was literally just sharing my heart with him, telling him things in my life, asking him questions and just praying. But he was right there next to me, like he always is. But in my head, I saw him there with me. That would be my, I know it sounds crazy, but that would be like, I guess my practical thing I would say is to find a spot or wherever you are praying, just like literally picture him there with you. You're not talking to yourself. You're not talking to somebody who's distant and can't hear you. It's on a telephone call across the world. It's literally somebody who's sitting right next to you and he cares so much about you. So
yeah, and I think it is a lot like exercise too. Like it becomes more comfortable.
Yeah.
It becomes more open, like where you can lament, where you can cry out like David did in that psalm, you know, where you can just get it all out of your chest. Like the more you do it and the more you pursue talking to him in prayer that way, the more comfortable you become. So for whoever's listening that struggles with that, I would just say there's no right or wrong answer. Just go for it. Just start talking to God. You know, start asking God, telling God, giving God praise and glory. Like, just start talking to him like a friend you're having coffee with, acknowledging his greatness, though, acknowledging who he is and what he's done for you. There's no wrong answer. He just wants to hear from you.
Yeah. It's a muscle. You got to
exercise it.
You got to build that muscle. And then it builds faith.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Just so cool. But I may have heard this song. Nope, I haven't heard this song. I love it.
Okay, it's good. Give me the. It goes on to say, "Give me this day my daily bread."
Yeah,
it is so good. Can you
What's
maybe
it called?
Tag this in our podcast? Yeah. The Lord's Prayer, Matt Maher.
I love that.
It is so good. You and I can finish jamming out to it here when we finish, but
I'll put the link in the podcast description.
It's good. Like,
that's so cool.
And it reminds me of the psalm you talked about, like just singing it out and just let the Lord know.
Well, you want to pray?
Sure. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this day, Lord. Thank you for the gift of being able to pray. Lord, I just ask today, Lord, that your will be done, your kingdom come. We know that this is your plan, this is your promise, and we just ask, Lord, that we continue to be a light in this world, and that we continue to lift up our hearts and lay down our lives to you daily, Lord. I pray for anyone listening today, Lord, that might struggle with the confidence to pray. I just, Lord, ask today that maybe they just have a little more confidence and are able just to open up that line of communication with you. Lord, we just love you. We thank you for this podcast, this opportunity to share your truth with others. And we just are just so grateful for all that you do and will do. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.